in fact fee, but also just confirm by posting on their page on social media that South Sudan has qualified. We qualified by beating Angola and at the same time Egypt losing on the other side to New Zealand.
Okay.
So we have qualified.
Amazing. How does this make you feel?
The feeling is surreal. It's unbelievable. We are still, actually, I'm still trying to digest what just happened. But it is a beautiful feeling. I could see it from the faces of our players, from our coaches' staff. Some of our coaches cried,
yeah.
You know, because it was so emotional, and they know how hard they have worked, how hard the players have worked to get this victory, and that was the dream, you know. That was what we set out when we came for World Cup. We said we're gonna do our best to be the best African country here, among the others, as well as competing with the other team. But we fell short, we didn't go to the next round, but our main objective was to qualify for Olympics, which we did. So it's really emotional.
So it remains a big win, even big though we didn't go to the next round.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, I mean, there are questions around what the team will do better to in the next games, which will be now the Olympics. We had a bit of a tough face off with Serbia, and then the first game, which is Puerto Rico. I know you've been with the team and you've heard what they're saying. So what's going to be the game changer?
Yeah, you know, as we always say, get better, 1% better every day. Keep the same energy. What we saw where we, the departments on the court where we need to improve, and what type of personnel we need, more personnel for different games and for the next level. So as Federation staff, as the SG, will do our level best in conjunction with the coaches to do more scouting and get more players. As you can see, we need more size in. So I believe within the coming few months, we'll rectify most of the mistakes that we did in both games, and we'll get the right personnel just to boost the guys that we have right now.
Okay. Now, the reality is that when we see the team playing, they are our team, but they need to be more of a family, you know, and that being in sync and knowing each other, which requires them to spend more time together. How is SSBF looking at ensuring that this happens so that the team has more synergy in knowing each other's game?
Yeah, that's true. Our players are professional players. They are pros, and just like pros around the world in any given sport, they spend more time at the club level with their club members. But the best thing that we can do as a federation is to make sure that whenever we have an outing, we have a longer period of camping, which builds that brotherhood, builds the chemistry, and builds the bond between the players and the coaching staff, between the players and the federation and the whole surrounding. So federation will do our part, and but trust you me, these players, they are more brothers than just teammates, because I see how they relate to each other during practice, during time off, just when we are eating. They are more of we have more brotherhood than just teammates, and that's evident, and that's one of the reason why we are a successful team, because of the brotherhood we have.
Okay, now with such a win, I know there's now more expectation from South Sudan. The eyes are on South Sudan. How does this make you feel? How prepared are you for the world stage? Like, not just as an upcoming team from Africa, but a team that is already, you know, the name is already out there internationally.
Yeah, we set the bar very high for ourselves, and it's for us to maintain it that high. You know, we are always up and ready for the challenge, and it's not easy. It comes with the territory. We have to defend it. We have to keep on pushing for greater heights. And with the coaching staff, with the leadership of our President Luol Deng, and with the backing of our government, led by His Excellency Salvakir Mayardit, we know that we can do greater things for South Sudan, for the flag. And I'm positive we are going to hold our names high up there among other African teams, and better yet among the countries around the world.
Awesome. Now, one of the biggest things about such games and such teams is fans. And clearly there was presence, but there could have been more. It is the federation plan to have a more organized way of getting more fans to be able to access the games, especially now that we qualified for the Olympics?
Yeah, definitely. We always want more fans. We always want presence of our people in whatever we are playing. The trip to Tunisia last year was more organized than the one than Egypt and the one for Philippines. Philippines, we had challenges with initially with the visa, and it brought a lot of problems, but they gave us last minute. So I believe that when it comes to Paris, we'll do our level best as a federation in conjunction with the government and Ministry of Foreign Affairs to organize a smoother visa process and a smoother way of transporting people all the way to Paris, inshallah.
Okay, before we close, the basketball has been a uniting factor for the fans who are here, but also back home, and even in the neighboring countries like Uganda and Nairobi, we saw videos of fans coming together to watch the game. What's your message for peace, and how the government and people can use this to leverage more peace, more togetherness, and basketball and maybe other sports become a uniting factor?
We always say that it's more than basketball. What we are doing is changing the narrative. As we know, before all this, our country was known for all the bad things, you know, all the wars and turmoils. But now people are talking about basketball as being, South Sudan positive because of basketball. And when the ball is tipped off, nobody's thinking about tribalism, nobody's thinking about this one is Kuku, Dinka, Shuluk, or whatsoever. And that's what we want as a nation. We are young people, we are a young nation. This tribalism and hatred and lack of trust in one another can be eradicated, not just only by basketball, but any other sport. So I urge all the federations, I urge the ministry, I urge the government to invest more in all sports, you know, so as to unite people, because it is a unifying factor. And we've seen that, and it's very evident right now that sports is a unifying factor. So let's just keep it up. We are beautiful people, and what we know is that when we bring our hands together from different part of the country, and we hold hands together, greater things happen. And this can be seen in basketball. When we are doing our scouting, we don't look at Shuluk or Equatoria or Barfazal. We look at South Sudan. You know, you look at you as a South Sudanese, and we bring you. And we know that as long as you have South Sudan in front of your jersey, the name behind doesn't matter, because we are going to fight for our country. And beautiful things happen. And this is a first. We've come to the World Cup first time. We are now going to Olympics for the first time. Many countries around the region have never, none of the countries around the region has gone for Olympics. And we are representing the region now. So we are the flag bearer for our region.
Wow, amazing. Do you have any activities that are upcoming that you'd like to let the public know about?
Yeah, as we always say, federation is not just the national team. Basketball in South Sudan is not just the main national team. We are planning on greater things. International-wise, we are planning to strengthen our ladies' team, our females' team, the women's team for the senior, for the national team. We're also planning and working on with the under 16, under 18, both men and women, so as to build them from an early age. And above and beyond, we are also working on making sure that we try our level best to develop many basketball courts around the country. We've already started as a federation. We have six states now that have basketball courts, courtesy of the Basketball Federation, SSBF. We are planning on doing that throughout the other states, renovating the courts that are there, renovating, building in places where there are no courts, and we also do capacity building so that basketball can improve both locally and internationally.
Yeah.
So those are among the few things that we have to hit the ground running now after we finish celebrating this beautiful, amazing history.
Okay, and what's the update on merchandise? I mean, fans have been asking, where are the t-shirts, where are the jerseys, especially with the new sponsorship with Peak?
Yeah, beautiful. That's a beautiful question. Thank you. It was posted today on our page that the merchandise have now reached Juba. So you kindly just go to our page on Facebook. That is SSB Fed, both Facebook and Instagram, also on Twitter, and you'll find all the information you need there to get yourself a jersey in South Sudan.
Okay, thank you. What's your final message to South Sudanese?
South Sudanese, we love you. You people have shown us so much love, unbelievable love. We are very humble. Believe you me now, the boys want to come home. They are so happy. We've been showing them what's happening in Konyo Konyo. Whoever, I don't know who put up all those screens, is beautiful. And I would want to meet that person. I don't know, on a personal level. It's a beautiful thing, you know. And we appreciate South Sudanese fans, not just in South Sudan, but around the world. You showed us love, and we felt it all the way in Manila. It gave us so much energy that we know that South Sudan is behind us. I thank the government. I thank all the federations in South Sudan. I thank every single human being in South Sudan. May God bless them, and may God bless South Sudan.